I was thinking about Luke 11, where the Lord Jesus is praying, and then we're told right after he had, we don't know what he actually, the words that he uttered, but we're told in Luke 11 that he prayed, and then his disciples said, asked, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples to pray. And then in the 18th chapter, our brother a couple days ago shared some verses there on that parable, and we're just meditating afresh on those words that men ought always to pray, that we ought to always pray and do not faint and do not lose heart. I was reading the other day from one of the, maybe the best known example that we may maybe hear stories from is the life of George Mueller. And there was a fellow who his children were without the Lord and he was burdened about them. And he came and asked Mueller for some advice. And Mueller's response to him was, just continue to pray for your sons and expect an answer. Expect an answer to your prayer, and you will have praise of God, he said. And then I was thinking about how he urged in his ministry for folks to continue to pray. And he had five folks that he had on his prayer list, I guess, for a while. And one writer wrote about it. And I think he actually said, in November of 1844, I began to pray for the conversion of five individuals. I prayed every day without one single intermission. 18 months elapsed before the first of the five was converted. I thanked God and prayed on for the others. 5 years lapsed, and then the second was converted. I thanked God for the second and prayed on for the other three. Day by day, I continued to pray for them, and 6 years passed before the third was converted. I thanked God for the three and went on praying for the other two. These two remained unconverted. The man to whom God, in his riches of his grace, has given tens of thousands of answers to prayer in the selfsame hour or day in which they were offered, has been praying day by day for nearly 36 years for the conversion of these two individuals, and yet they remain unconverted. But I hope in God and I pray on and look yet for the answer. Supposedly in 1897, these two were still unconverted. And after he was asked about them, he said, God has been entreated on their behalf for 52 years every day. They're not converted yet, but they will be. And if there's anything that we learn about the life perhaps of a guy like Mueller was not so much about perhaps the prayers, but the faith in his prayers and then how he did believe God and how we need to not lose heart and to not faint and to not quit. I have a dear acquaintance, a friend, a neighbor. I've been praying for him for 17 years since we moved to this neighborhood. When we moved here, he was very hard, hard Irishman, 82nd Airborne kind of a guy, literally, from one of the wars. And, we prayed for him, lived in front of him, and he's not yet converted. He's come to church several times, primarily to see my kids. He loves my children, but we're still praying for his conversion. So all I'm saying is let's not lose heart. I sometimes feel like I want to quit praying for these things, but I think this is just too impossible. This man's an 88-year-old man, so he doesn't have as much time left as he did 17 years ago. So I appreciate if you pray for Tom, pray for your neighbors, pray for your family, pray for your co-workers. Don't faint. Don't give up. Don't quit. I'm so tempted to give up and to stop praying, but don't quit, I think is what the scripture urges us. So I'm still learning to pray. I can hear from some of you that you're still learning to pray. You know what? Can I just encourage you? Don't feel like you need to pray a 15-minute prayer. I know Stephen does us to pray for no more than 4 minutes. And I'm not a watch keeper, but I can tell when 4 minutes is up. Don't feel like if you only have a 2-minute prayer, that your prayer is not good enough. Your prayer, read the prayers of the Bible. They're not usually that long. They're usually a lot quicker than 4 minutes, in length and time. So just a brief word, continue in prayer. Don't quit praying. Pray without ceasing, my brothers and sisters, whether you're an older person or a young person. And I encourage the younger ones to not be afraid to pray Maybe it feels a little intimidating with some, to hear others pray so eloquently and so fervently, and sometimes with tears, sometimes just with earnest words. I remember sharing with my family one of the prayers I heard my sister pray here a couple weeks back, and boy, it was really an imprecatory prayer. I thought, boy, she's a woman of faith, and praise the Lord for that. It encourages my praying. I've been saved 48 years, but I feel like I'm in preschool when it comes to this matter of prayer. So I'm still learning. I don't have all the answers. But it's not so much about my prayers being answered. I say this sometimes to my brothers and sisters at church. You know, we're sometimes praying for the same thing, and I'll tease and say, well, did the Lord answer your prayer, or did he answer my prayer? I'm not always so sure about that, because sometimes when I pray for folks for health needs, it seems that they don't make it. They don't come through, but other people may pray, and boy, the Lord brought those folks through. Maybe it was their prayers. Maybe it was my prayers. Maybe it's your prayers. So don't quit. Don't grow weary in your praying. Keep on, whether it's a 10-second prayer. It could be one thing for which to thank the Lord for. When we were bringing up our children, when they were young, we'd just say, you know what, thank the Lord for one thing that he has done. And then make a request for one thing. It doesn't have to be a laundry list. It can be brief. We're told that we need to come in faith as a little child. So our prayers don't need to be, you know, long and drawn out. They can be very brief, is my point anyway. So for you younger folks, don't be discouraged if your prayer life isn't long.